Hello and welcome to the Language Wonderless Podcast. In this podcast, I just want to talk a little bit about what's going on in my life in terms of what I'm doing that involves languages. But before I actually talk about that, let me talk about the Facebook page that I made for this podcast. It can be found on facebook.com/langwonderlust. So that's facebook.com/langwanderlust. So yeah, that's facebook.com/langwonderlust. So yeah, I created the Facebook page for it, and I think that's going to be the best way for me to post the new podcast. So if you want to like the page, that would be awesome, because not only will it motivate me to keep going and know that people out there are liking it and like what I have to say, and that'll encourage me to keep going. But at the same time, it's a good way for you to stay updated when I release new podcasts, because that's where I'm going to post them first. And also with each podcast post, I'm actually going to ask a question, a discussion question, and I want, you know, the listeners, you guys, to answer the question or give me your thoughts on the podcast. You know, tell me your experience, your thoughts on that particular subject that will be discussed in that podcast. And also, you can use that to give me feedback on the things that I could improve on, things that you like that I do, you know, suggestions for a podcast or anything that relates to that. That would be a good way to communicate with me and, you know, give me your perspective on this whole thing. So that's the Facebook fan page. And so we'll move on from that. I just thought I'd point that out so people can start liking it and checking it out and staying updated with it. Back to the actual podcast, I just thought it would be a good idea to talk about what I'm doing right now in terms of languages. What's the deal with me right now? What am I doing that is involving languages and learning languages? Well, at the moment, I am currently trying to improve my Russian, my German, and learn Polish. So I'm trying to juggle those three languages. You know, you might be asking, whoa, can you actually study three languages or multiple languages at the same time? And actually, it's possible. Yes, it is. And I actually want to save this topic for another podcast. This would be a good discussion, because there's, you know, there are good approaches to actually do this that can help you out. And there are also ways that can actually hold you back from actually learning a particular language or two or three or four. But so that's what I'm doing right now. I'm studying Polish from scratch. I don't have anything or no knowledge of Polish, really. The only thing I guess I would know would be the similarities that I am going to discover from one of the languages that's related to Polish, which is Russian. Russian I studied for a year on my own, and I took a semester in college. In German, I took a year in college as well, and I studied it on and off after that, and it's probably my more, my strongest language that I've actually studied. So that's what's going on with me. I'm doing various things to improve my German right now and my Russian, such as reading books in those languages, listening to music, trying to write, you know, like a page every other day or once a week, depending on what are the things I have going on in my life. So that's basically what I'm doing, and I'm starting Polish again from scratch. I'm using a few methods to actually start this, which I will make. I'm actually using Michelle Thomas, this this method known as the Michel Thomas method, and I'm also using the Assimil method. And I will actually go into more detail about these two in other podcasts, because I plan to sort of review and give an overview on how many of the programs out there work. And I've used several of them, so I have pretty good knowledge on how they work and how you should use them and all that good stuff. But I thought I would just give a little update about myself, so you know that I'm still active in the wonderful task of learning another language, or rather learning foreign languages. So that is it for this podcast. It was just going to be something simple, just so that I can introduce the Facebook page as well. And that is it for now. So stay tuned. I promise that I will have another podcast within the next week or two. And I have various and many topics that I've written down to talk about. So believe me, there's going to be more. So that's it for today. And I appreciate you listening. And thank you very much.